Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by C-Specs, the original surf sunglasses. Reliable UV protection for your eyes. Check them out at cspecs.com. Thanks for cspecs.com for celebrating our Duke of Earl swell this week. And the swell continues today on Wednesday. Now, today is the last bigger day. I think we're going to have some chest-high sets, maybe a few bigger sets, New Smyrna and North Florida and South Florida, not South Florida, Central Florida area. South Florida doesn't look like much is going on down there. Like I said before a couple days ago, northeast swell, hard for it to get into there, past the Bahamas, all the way down to Miami, South Florida and area. So maybe the next swell will be more of a north swell. We'll have to wait and see. But right now, it looks like waves all the way through to Friday. Just dropping surf after today on Wednesday. Smaller surf Thursday, smaller surf Friday. Got a weak frontal boundary again. Northwest winds this morning, kind of chilly out there a little bit. Then it's going to shift to north, to northeast, then back to east. And it looks like it's going to be onshore easterly winds for a couple days. Shouldn't be too strong in the 5 to 10 zone. Maybe a little stronger in the afternoons. And, glassy in the mornings. That's the best time of the year. It's the end of September, beginning of October coming up. And we'll see what's going on with the tropics right now. We're just going to let Duke of Earl finish his little swell run here this week. And we'll be back for Foam Ball Friday to check what's up in store for us from the tropics coming up for the weekend and next week. All right, remember to keep the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard it or saw it on the Guru, and we'll see you for Foam Ball Friday. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.